brainstorming applications. Several applications have been developed specifically to facilitate the brainstorming process. I currently use one called Mind Manager, which lets me brainstorm and organize very easily. And at times, I'll go back to just cool pen and paper for that kind of rapid, informal thinking I need to do. The problem with digitizing brainstorming is that for the most part, we don't need to save what we brainstorm in the way we brainstormed it. The critical thing is the conclusions we develop from that raw thinking. The slick brainstorming capture tools, like electronic whiteboards and digital handwriting copying gear, ultimately will probably not be as successful as the manufacturers hoped. We don't need to save creative thinking so much as we do the structures we generate from it. There are significant differences among collecting and processing and organizing, and different tools are usually required for them. You might as well dump ideas into a word processor. Project planning applications. As I've mentioned, most project planning software is too rigorous for the majority of the project thinking and planning we need to do. Over the years, I've seen these programs more often tried and discontinued than utilized as a consistent tool. When they're used successfully, they're usually highly customized to fit very specific requirements for the company or the industry. I anticipate that less structured and more functional applications will emerge in the coming years, based on the ways we naturally think and plan. Until then, best stick with some good simple outliner. Attaching digital notes. If you are using a digital organizer, much of the project planning you need to capture outside your head can in fact be satisfactorily managed in an attached note field. If you have the project itself as an item on a list on a Palm or as a task in Microsoft Outlook, you can open the accompanying notes section and jot ideas, bullet points, and subcomponents of the project. Just ensure that you review the attachment appropriately to make it useful. How do I apply all this in my world? Just as your next actions lists need to be up to date, so too does your projects list. That done, give yourself a block of time, ideally between 1 and 3 hours, to handle as much of the vertical thinking about each project as you can. At the very least, right now or as soon as possible, take those few of your projects that you have the most attention on or interest in right now, and do some thinking and collecting and organizing on them using whatever tools seem most appropriate. Focus on each one at a time, top to bottom. As you do, ask yourself, what about this do I want to know, capture, or remember? You may just want to mind map some thoughts on a piece of paper, make a file, and toss the paper into it. You may come up with some simple bullet point headings to attach as a note in your software organizer, or you could create a Word file and start an outline on it. The key is to get comfortable with having and using your ideas, and to acquire the habit of focusing your energy constructively on intended outcomes and open loops before you have to.